Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, bear hugs are what Scott believes should be given with no clothing on. Go figure.
My friend.
Welcome back. They keep trying to second hour of the Scott Hamilton Show on Tuesday. Coastal Carolina rolling along. Beat UMass 53-3 to improve to 4-0. Chanticleers will host Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. Coasters going into that game rated 16th in the latest AP poll. That's strong.
Woohoo!
That is strong.
Getting up there, yeah.
Joining us now on the Saitama guest hotline is a guy who went 10 of 14 for 162 yards and two touchdowns last Saturday. And oh, by the way, he was the 2020 Sunbelt Player of the Year, Sunbelt Freshman of the Year. Grayson McCall, welcome to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Thank you for having me.
Buddy, let me ask you this. You're coming out of high school. You're trying to figure out where you're going to play. You're getting all these letters recruiting you, coaches calling you, schools trying to lure you to their campus. When you got the call from Coastal Carolina, did you have any clue what a Chanticleer was?
I did, but I didn't know much about it. I knew where it was. I knew they played a little bit of football, but that was about it. So as soon as I started talking to them, I tried to learn as much as I could about them because, I'm so familiar with the Myrtle Beach area. I love it here and stuff like that. So as soon as I started getting in contact with them, I tried to learn as much as I could as quick as possible.
Are you a Broadway at the Beach guy?
I am. We love Broadway. We love it.
It's Broadway. It's what the cool kids call it, Trent. It's Broadway. It's not Broadway at the Beach.
Just Broadway.
Broadway at the Beach, baby.
Broadway at the Beach. Well, Grayson, you had a tremendous season last season. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers now. Absolutely unbelievable. And it's really even more unbelievable when you consider everything that the world was dealing with, everything that college football was going through, college football players specifically. I'm wondering this, what has been the biggest change for you going from year one to year two after having your first year just so hindered by everything related to COVID-19?
Yeah, a lot's changed for me in the last 2 years. Coming here in 2019, third string guy, signaling for a year. And then, last year I win the job. We have a great year, whatever, so-and-so. And then, coming into this year, everyone knows who Grayson McCall is. Everyone knows who Coastal Carolina is, all these huge expectations, everything we're supposed to do, everyone's talking about it, stuff like that. People are saying, we're a one-team wonder, all that stuff. So, there's a lot going into this year. But at the end of the day, nothing's really changed. We're the same Coastal Carolina team from last year. We come in and we work extremely hard every day. We know that it's a day-by-day, a week-by-week thing. In college football, especially in the Sun Belt, we know we're going to come in and play a great team every week. So, it's the same guys. We come in every day, we work extremely hard, and we're hungry. We're playing good football, but we know we need to keep getting better and play better football. So we're excited to get into this Sun Belt play.
I mentioned this to your coach, Jamie Chadwell, when he joined us a couple of weeks ago, and I want to see if it's just my eyes deceiving me. He agreed with me, but we're going to get your assessment. You just look physically bigger. You look more mature physically, and I'm wondering, is that the product of having a full year in the weight room at the training table instead of having everything hindered by COVID-19?
Yes, it is. It definitely has something to do with it. I kind of got the bad little stick of COVID last year. I actually never got it, but with contact tracing and stuff like that, I was actually quarantined for about a month last year before the season. So, that kind of put me back. But, yeah, just having a full summer and a full, off season with our strength staff, I really put a focus on, eating better and getting strong and stuff like that. So, last year I played at 195, I was a skinny guy out there playing, and now I'm playing 208, 210 every week. So, I feel better out there every week. That weight and that muscle kind of protects me from some of those nicks and knacks that I couldn't take last year and I had to play through and stuff like that. So, yeah, put on some weight. I feel great, man. So just got to keep building from here.
Yeah, tell me about the quarantine. I mean, that's a month of quarantine. Were you completely alone? Where did that happen? And what did you do? That's a long time to be isolated.
Yeah. It was actually really tough for me. It was right before camp, actually. So I knew I was about to have to battle for the spot, and one of my roommates tested positive for COVID. So I originally was quarantined for 14 days, and when our quarantine was over, it was time for us to get retested. And my other roommate, a different roommate, tested positive for COVID. So I was re-quarantined another 14 days. So I was cooped up in an on-campus little apartment for 28 days. And, you know, couldn't leave the house. You know, they delivered all our food to us, stuff like that. Couldn't leave the house. So when I tell you I sat in my room and watched film and studied the offense all day, I mean, that's what I did. There wasn't much to do. We tried to work out in the house, stuff like that. But really, it was tough for me, but I really did take advantage of it, and it helped me out a lot.
What was your biggest takeaway from those massive film sessions?
Yeah, so just really trying to learn the offense, to the best of my ability. Going over old call sheets and just picturing in my head what I have to do here, stuff like that. Going back over the installs, just everything that I possibly had access to, therefore that I wouldn't be behind whenever my quarantine was done and I could get right back in there and it didn't look like I had missed any steps. So, Just stuff like that, man, the little details, just trying to give myself, every advantage that I could.
We're joined by Grayson McCall, quarterback at Coastal Carolina University. And, I was speaking with Jamie Chadwell, and I was just so impressed by his enthusiasm and how much energy he brings to the program. How difficult is it to keep up that energy level? Because it seems to me that Jamie is 24/7, go, 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 go.
To answer your question, it's not hard to keep that energy up at all around here, because that's how all our coaches are. Coach Chadwell sets the standard, and that's how all the coaches are. They come in every day. They love where they work. They love who they coach. They love, all the guys that are there, and they're truly passionate about the game, and they love winning. And so, it started with Coach Chadwell, and it's filtered down to our other position coaches. And, that's the mindset that our players have now, when you come in that building every day, people are truly excited to be there, truly excited to go out and work. And, we're grateful for every opportunity we get. So definitely starts with Coach Chadwell. He brings energy every day, and it truly does filter down to the whole team.
Joined by Grayson McCall, Coastal Carolina. And, Grayson, one of the best moments of last season was Coastal's game against BYU. It was cobbled together at the 11th hour, primetime television. I mean, you had the whole country watching what was going on in Conway that night, and it was a great game. But there were so many things around the game that also got our attention. There was the T-shirts, the mullets versus Mormons. There were the mullets and all the things you guys do to celebrate and to pump each other up. How has that impacted your life from going from a mid-major, for lack of a better word, a group of five football team to being on a national stage and being known for wacky haircuts and all kinds of stuff?
Yeah, it's cliche to say, but it's a dream come true, man. As a kid, you grow up, picturing yourself playing these big time games on college game day, stuff like that. So, it's just a blessing, man, to be here. We've been fortunate enough, to play in some really big games and some ranked opponents on, national television, to where, the world can see what the Shots are about. But, it's a blessing, man. It's a dream come true. That's why we do what we do. We come in every day and work for those opportunities. So that night against BYU is definitely something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I've got to ask you this. Have you ever seen the show Eastbound and Down?
I have not.
Okay, you need to check it out. There's this guy named Kenny Powers on the show.
Oh yeah. I know about Kenny Powers, but I haven't seen the show.
I am told repeatedly by various people that when you have your helmet off and your back turned, you're Kenny Powers.
That's funny.
Yeah. How are we doing with the hair right now? What's going on?
It's great, man. It's very long. It's actually kind of getting out of hand. I think I need to get a trim here soon, but it looks good, man. Flown out of my helmet well, and the chicks love it. So,
do you condition every day? Do you wash it every day? What kind of do you put any product on?
I do, man. I gotta condition it. It gets tangled and gets knots in it. I got this curly hair from my mom, so yeah, I gotta keep it right.
And I don't want to get too personal here, but I'm dying to know, do you guys compare mullets? Is there who has the best mullet on the team? And if it's not you, you got to fess up. Tell us who it is.
It's not me. I'll say that from the start. It's not me. I wouldn't say we compare mullets, but maybe give each other a crap here and there. The best mullet on the team is hands down Silas Kelly.
Yeah.
Just the best mullet I've seen in a long time.
Well, that's because the defensive player has the better hair gene. We have that DNA where we're able to
right.
just grow out
that's
the mullet.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because we know how to have a party in the front and in the back.
That's right.
He's quarterback Coastal Carolina University. They're going to play Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. Chanticleers. Did you know how to pronounce Chanticleers when you first saw it? Was it Chanticleers to you?
I did not know how to pronounce it when I when I first started out of school, you know, because everyone says Chance Up. So when you're reading it, it looks like, what does it look like? Chance Up. and so you don't really know until you hear someone say it, you get here. And I actually think it's funny because we had a quarterback that's actually here now. His name's Ty Lyles. When he first committed, he made a commitment video. And in the video, he said Chance Up. And that's when I told Coach Chowell, I said, look, man, we got guys committing here that don't know how to, you know, pronounce our mascot. We got to get something going here. So, you know, you hear it all on TV. Everyone, you know, mispronouncing it. You know, it might be a little difficult, but it's not that hard. You know, everyone should be able to pronounce it right. So whenever I hear someone say it wrong, I try to correct them.
All right, my last question, and I'm going to take your words as the gospel on this. How would you feel if I told you I was getting a T-shirt made that had the Chanticleer on it, and it said Myrtle Beach State University?
I would absolutely love to see you in that shirt.
Yes. We're going to do it.
We are going to do it. I'll even get a visor made.
Oh, yeah.
I got to trademark that. Grayson, NIL, man, you'll have to wear it for me.
Yeah, let's go.
He's the quarterback at Coastal Carolina University. Grayson, I know you got to get to class, brother. Good luck to you. Appreciate you coming on. And my people will be in touch about that NIL deal.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, appreciate it. It's Grayson McCall, quarterback, Coastal Carolina. They're taking on Louisiana Monroe on Saturday.